and Rav Ches discusses various aspects of the mitzvah of tzedakah, and today's share wanted to touch on one specific line in the Gemara, and that is the issue of kfiya regarding Nesinas HaTzedakah. The Gemara tells us that Rava was kofra of Nasim Bar Ami to give tzedakah, and Tosus immediately is bothered by the following kasha. The Gemara tells us in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud that whenever you have a mitzvah to say Shematan Sora Betzida, one cannot go ahead and exercise koach kfiya. Even though generally speaking that Bezin is kofal ha-mitzvos, that is not true when it comes to such a mitzvah. And Tosus assumes, it just says, Lagabe, the mitzvah of Kibra Va'ein, that this is an example of Matan Star Bitsida. The same thing is true when it comes to tzedakah, because when you look in Parsha Sir A, you find that various different elements to the mitzvah of tzedakah. In that Parsha, you find that there is the Losa Seh of tzedakah. The Torah tells us Los Sa'ameits and Los Sikpots. Machlokes the Rambam and Halachos Gedolos, whether that is counted as two separate lavim, as the Shita the Bahag, or the Rambam Shita, that no, this is counted as a single lav in Sefer Mitzvahs and Reish Lamed Beis. And in addition, there is the Mitzvah Saseh of Tzedakah. The Torah tells us, Pasoach Tiftach, Nasan Titain, and therefore Tzedakah certainly is considered to be a lav in SA. The Ramban in the Hosafos to the lavim writes that there's an additional lav. When the Torah tells us, Volyera Lebavcha, the Ramban writes that that's a separate isser regarding the way in which a person will go ahead and give his tzedakah. If he does so in an insufficient way, either in terms of amount or even in terms of attitude, he does so with literally a heavy heart. In such a case, the Ramban writes that's a separate love. Volyera Lebavcha. So the Torah tells us that there is again an essay of tzedakah, a los essay of tzedakah, and then the Torah tells us the bracha which is associated with Nesinas HaTzedakah. Ki biglal hadavar hazeh yivarechacha Hashem Elokecha. A Tosefes bracha. And therefore Tosus writes, if that is true, this should be an example of an essay where it is matan schara bitzida, right? And as such, how is it possible to exercise any sense of koach hakfiya? So in that parsha, a parsha sra'e, you find the lav, the essay and the bracha which is associated with Nesinas HaTzedakah. If you look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, the Rambam seems to distinguish between the lav and the essay of tzedakah. The Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph of telling us that there is a mitzvah essay of Nesinas HaTzedakah, and then the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis as following, that whenever you have an ani hamavakesh, if one is approached by an ani and you dismiss the ani without giving him that which is due, in such a case, then the Rambam writes, you violate the lavim of los sa'amets and low sick folks. So the Rambam writes that there is a broader mitzvah saseh, and the mashmos of the Rambam is that a person has to be proactive in order to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah. And the Rambam writes the elements of the lavim of tzedakah, that is only when you have an anei hamavakish. If you look in the Ragat Shofar and Sofnas Paneach, right there in Perek Zayin, Halach Aleph and Beis, Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, there the Ragat Shofar points out this distinction in the Rambam that there's a difference between the lav and the essay. The essay simply is a chiyuv as a mitzvah saseh, independent of being approached by the ani. However, one would only violate the lav if one turns away an ani hamevakesh. And then Kedarko Bakodesh, the Ragat Shofar writes to take a look in the Sugi and Shvuas, and Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and the Sugi and Shvuas and the Tosus, and Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Kavan of the Ragat Shofar, Poshur Pshat, is as follows. There the Gemara is discussing cases of Nishba L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah. And the Mishnah mentions the following case. What happens if a person makes a Shvua She'etein? A Shvua She'etein. So the Mishnah tells us that that is a legitimate Shvua. So the Gemara says that how can that be? After all, if the Shvua She'etein is referring to Nesinas Tzedakah, so the Gemara writes that Mushba V'Yomeid Mehar Sinayu. After all, because the Pasuk says, Nasan Titein. So how can that be? The Gemara answers that no. We're not referring to that case of Nesinas HaTzedakah, but the Shvua of She'etein is referring to a Matana La'ashir. So again, a Shvua which is fully Chal is the Shvua of She'etein La'ashir. The case which is a Nishba La'kayim is a mitzvah, so that is the case of She'etein Tzedakah. What exactly is the problem with the Shvua L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah? Not directly our sugya, but that also a fundamental machlokas Rishonim. The Ran writes in a Dharma Dav Ches, as you know, that even Nishvua L'Kayim Es HaMitzvah, certainly there is a Chalos HaShvua. The Shvua certainly is in fact Chal. The only problem is the Gabe Karban of Lesa Balav Vehein. The Torah requires lahara ulehetiv. It's necessary to be able to literally flip your shvuah to make the shvuah that you will or that you will not. I can't make a shvuah shelo etain tzedakah. That's a shvuah shav. That's nishba levatel es mitzvah. And as such, the shvuah she'etain, that is less of a lavehein. That is the sheet of the Ran against the sheet of the Ramban, where the Ramban writes that no, that there is no chalos hashvuah, even when it comes to a case of nishba lekayim es mitzvah. The Ramban writes that lo yochel dvaro means aval mechel hu lechefzei shemaim. Yeshua's bitui is only chal on divri rishus, it is not chal on divri mitzvah, and as such there is no chalos hashvuah. So fundamental machlokis between the Ran and the Ramban as to what extent there is a chalos hashvuah regarding a shvuah of nesinas hatzedakah. Whether it's only a problem of less sabalavahein, legabe karbon, or do we assume that there is no chalos hashvuah at all, and that is the shita of the Ramban. But here clearly, the Gemara labels as shvuah she'etein tzedakah as nishba lakayim es mitzvah, shenemar noson titein. The difficulty, of course, is the following. Is that why this is nishba lakayim es mitzvah? Because there's an essay of nesinas hatzedakah. We just learned that Nesinas HaTzedakah is far more than an essay. There's a lav of those sa'ameits, a lav of those sikpots, a lav according to Ramban of Loyer Levavcha. It's an iser lav. Why does the Gemara just simply mention Nason Titein? And the Ragat Shavar refers you to the Tosus earlier in Shavuos and Avchav Gimel Medbeis, because Tosus writes the following Chiddush. There the Gemara is talking about the person who makes a Shavuos She'ochal. A person will go ahead and eat. And the Gemara says, and if he eats machalos asuros va'achal mevelos utrefo shkotzim v'ramosim chayim. The Gemara says, how can you be chayim? A person made a shvuah she'etein and va'achal mevelos utrefo shkotzim v'ramosim, he is chayim. How can he be chayiv? Isn't that mushba v'yomeid mehar sinayu? Again, it's an issa daraisa to partake of machalos asuros. How can a shvua be chal if a person will go ahead and make a shvua sha'ochal or a shvua shalo'ochal? How can machalos asuros be included in that particular shvua? So the Gemara has two possible terutza, machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. There must be a case where there is a chalos hashvua. The machlokas Rav Yochanan and Shlokish is as follows. One possibility is a shvuas kolel. That's what Rav Yochanan says. That no, we're talking about not that a person made a shvua that he'll eat nevelos and trefos, a shvua she'ochal. A person will eat. So therefore, in such an instance, ochal or lo ochal, that is considered to be a shvuas kolel. And since the shvua is chal on dvarim hamutarim, it is also chal on dvarim hasurim. Because even if you assume that you cannot have a shvuah l'kayim es mitzvah, that is not Rabbi Yochanan says if it's a shvuas kolel. And Reish Lakish gives a different possibility. Again, this is the sugyan shvuas chav gimel mebeis, and that is chatzi she'ir. You're right that if a person goes ahead and makes a shvuah that he will not eat a kashir, you're right, that is called nishba l'kayim es mitzvah. But if his shvuah is that he will not eat pachos mi kashir, then there is a chalos hashvuah. Good? So again, you have a case where the Gemara mentions a person makes a shvua shelo ochal va'ochal nevelo shkotzim v'ramasim he is chayiv. How can he be chayiv from machalos and suros? Why is that included in the shvua? Two possibilities: machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Either it's al yedei kolol or it's al yedei chatzishir. Good. The Gemara asks the next kasha: why does Rav Yochanan give the teretz of kolol and not the teretz of chatzishir? And why does Reish Lakish give the teretz of chatzishir and not the teretz of kolel? So I would have stepped in and I would have said, this is a beautiful l'shitase, because the machlokes, whether chatzishir is asim in HaTorah or not, the sugya in Yuman daf Ayin Gimel, that's a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan assumes that chatzishir is an issa daraisa, and Reish Lakish assumes that chatzishir is mutim in HaTorah. So I would have said, terrific, this is beautifully l'shitase, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, that chatzishir is an issa daraisa, making a shvua that I will not eat pachos mikashir nevela, that's called nishba l'kayim es mitzvah. That's where Rabbi Yochanan had to give an alternative teretz, such as kolel. But according to Reish Lakish, that chatzishir is mutter min haTorah, so in such a case, we're talking about an instance where a person makes a shvua, shelo ochal chatzishir. You know what the difficulty is? The Gemara does not say that. When the Gemara is troubled, why Rabbi Yochanan gives his teretz, Rish Lakish gives his teretz, the Gemara does not say that this is obviously the shitase of the Malchokas regarding Chatzi Shir. Good? So that's the Diuk Tosus. In Shuvos Chokim Lebeis, where Tosus writes that apparently you see from the Gemara that even Rabbi Yochanan, who maintains that Chatzi Shir is Asam in HaTorah, in such a case, would still argue that a Shvuah could be Chal on Chatzi Shir. That's the Chiddush that Tosus says, you see from the Gemara. The Gemara is bothered, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan give the Teretz of Chatzi Shir? Isn't the answer obvious? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is an Issa Daraisa, and therefore Mushbe Omer HaSinayu. So Tosus writes, you see from the Gemara that despite the fact that Chatzi Shir is Aser, already that is not called Mushbe V'yomeid Mehar Sinayu. That's what Tosus writes. That's what the Rambam paskens l'halacha. If you look in the Rambam Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes that Chatzi Shir is an Issa Daraisa. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yochanan, but the Rambam writes a Shvuah is Chal on Chatzi Shir. The Rambam writes in both directions. Ben Makayim Ben Levatel. That's even a greater Chiddush. The Rambam writes a person can make a Shvuah that he will eat or will not eat a Pachos Mikashir of Nevela. Even though the Rambam holds Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah. Isn't that called Mushba V'yomei HaSinayu? No, the Rambam says, you see from the Gemara, it's not called Mushmi Amar Sinehu. What is the diuk of the Gemara? Because the Gemara was troubled. Why Rabbi Yochanan does not give the teretz of Chatzi Shir? And the Gemara does not say that obviously Rabbi Yochanan maintains that Chatzi Shir is an Isser Daraisa. Good? So that's Tosus's Ha'ara. Even though Chatzi Shir is an Isser Daraisa, it is not called Mushbo V'yomei Mehar Sinai. That's Tosus's right. Good? So Tosu says, why is this true? Why is it that we don't call Chatzi Shir Mushba Mer Sinayu? So Tosu suggests the following possibility. Maybe it's because Chatzi Shir is not an Isur Lav. What's the makar of Chatzi Shir? The Saginim Adaf Ayin Dalad Amar Aleph Kol Chedev. It's only an essay. And maybe you could argue if something is only an essay, it is not called Mushba V'yomeid Mehar Sinayu. So Tosus says you can't say that. You know why? Because of the Sugi of Tzedakah. Because the Gemara in Shavuos, Chaf Heyamar Aleph, if a person makes a Shavuos She'etein Tzedakah, Mushbe Mehar Sinayu. Why? She'nemar Nasantitein, an essay. You see, even an essay is called Mushbe V'yomeid Mehar Sinayu. That's the Tosus in Shavuos and Daf Chav Gimel. That even though a Shavuos Chal on Chatzi Shir, it must be for another reason. And that's the theme for a separate shir, and that is there's something unusual about this Isser Chatzi Shir. Tosu says it's only an Isser Ba'alma, and therefore Shuva can be Chal. The Meiri writes that Chatzi Shir is only an Isser Siyag. It's only Asser because of Chazitz Darufe. That is not called Mushbiv Merhasina. But for our purpose, Tosu says the following, that you cannot say it's because Chatzi Shir is only an essay of Kol Chelev, because you see from the sugya of tzedakah that even an essay is called Mushba V'yomei Mehar Sinai. That's Tosus. Shvuas Chavkim Obeis Der Maskel Demukila. Look in the Rishash. The Rishash writes, what do you mean? Right? Tzedakah is only an essay. Tzedakah has many different lavim, no? Lo sa'ameitz, lo sikpos, lo levavcha, amachlokis, the Bahag and the Rambam, whether in mini amitzvos you count it as one or as two, the Ramban sheet, the separate iser, but undeniably tzedakah is considered to be a lav. Tzedakah is a lav. So how does Tosa say that you see that even an essay is mushpa v'mar ha'sinayu from tzedakah, that etain matana la'ani is considered to be mushpa v'yomeid? Maybe that's because of the lav sheba, but maybe an essay is not called mushpa v'mar ha'sinayu, and therefore the same is true when it comes to chatzi shir. Right? You with me? That's the chiddush that Tosus points out, and that's the kasha of the Rishash. So if you look in Prima Gadim, this Prima Gadim is found in an unusual place. This is in the psich of the Prima Gadim to Hilchos Shchita. The Prima Gadim just writes in one line that the diuk of Tosus is from the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says that tzedakah is mushba v'yomei ha'sinayu. Why? The Gemara doesn't say because of los sa'ameitz or los sikpos or because of lo levavcha. The Gemara says because of nasan titein. Now, to the Prima Godim writes, Ein Achinami, you're right. If something is a lav, of course it's Mushma Mar Sinehu. But the Gemara does not have to come on to the lav Shabbat. You'll ask me, why does the Gemara quote the essay and not the lav? Perhaps for this reason. Maybe in order to tell you that even an essay is called Mushma Mar Sinehu. But that's the Chiddush the Prima Godim writes. The fact that the Gemara quotes the mitzvah sasei of tzedakah, that is what is considered to be the Rai of Tosus, that even in fact the essay is true. So this is Kedarka B'Kodesh, this is the Ragat Sheva. Ragat Sheva writes, you look in the Rambam, Zayin Aleph, Zayin Beis, Zif Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam writes there's an essay of Tzedakah, and then the Rambam writes there's a lav of Tzedakah. Ooh, and that's the answer to this Kasha. What exactly is the answer to the Kasha? The answer is as follows. The Rambam begins Zayin Aleph by telling you there's a broad mitzvah of Tzedakah. And that's a mitzvah of Nosan Titzin, Pasoach Tiftach. And then the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis that, you know, there are certain circumstances that one would violate an Isser Lav. And when is that? Ani Hamavakesh. Ani Hamavakesh. In certain very limited circumstance, a person would violate the Lav of Tzedakah. That's the diuk in the Ragat Shofar, that you only violate the Isser Lav in a case of Ani Hamavakesh. Ani Hamavakesh. That, he writes, is this Chiddush. That's the Gemara, and that's the Tosus. A person will just simply go ahead and make a Shvua, Shelo Etein. In that instance, there is no Ani Hamavakesh. We're not dealing with Hacha Mayaskinan, where an Ani is approaching the Ashir and says, I am in great need, and at that moment, the usher makes a shvu daraisi, he's not going to give tzedakah. We're talking about simply min hastam, a person who makes a shvu shelo etein, that is not a violation of the law. That is only a violation of the essay of tzedakah, and yet the Gemara calls that mushbim marasinayu. That Ragat Sheva writes is the diuk of the Gemara, that's the Chiddush HaTosus. Of course there's a law, but yet one could split the law from the essay. There are times that you'll violate the essay without touching upon the law at all, and that's the diuk of Ani Hamavakesh, and that is the Chiddush of the Gemara. When a person makes a shvua shelo etein, he's not necessarily making a shvua daraisa to go kineged los hasei, but categorically it is a shvua to go against the essay, and that is sufficient to label it as mushba v'yomin meharsinu. That's one line. That's the diuk in the Safnas Paneach. It's an important Chiddush because the Ragat Sheva writes, according to the Rambam Shita, one could isolate the lav and the essay. And even though tzedakah has a lav and an essay, there are times that the essay will apply, even though one will not necessarily violate the particular lav. See, this is very important because that Tosus, Mabasra, Chesem Adbeis, the Chiddush of the Ri, and Koach HaKfiyah distinguishes between the lav and the essay regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah itself. This, no doubt, raises a broader issue. And that is, when you have such mitzvahs where there's a lav and an essay, what exactly is the relationship between the lav and an essay? And if I were to ask you, what is driving the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah driven by the essay? And the purpose of the lav is simply to support the essay, but the starting point is the mitzvah's essay? Or can one argue the exact opposite is true? The ikar ha'iser, is this a lav? The lav generally is more chomer than the essay. And in order le'alem halav, to support the iser, sometimes the Torah formulates an essay as well. But I would throw out that question, and that is whenever you have lav and essay, right, is the lav a function of the essay, or is the essay a function of the lav? That's important when it comes to many mitzvahs, and especially when it comes to this issue of tzedakah as well. I often mention the Tosus and Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, where Tosus is bothered by the following. Whenever it comes, for example, to Yantif, Melacha an Yantif, the Gemara raises the possibility of Esei Del Chalos Esei. Now, after all, Melacha an Shabbos, Shabbos is Nisr Skila. We don't assume that an essay can be Dol Chalav Sheish Bo Skila. An essay cannot be Dol Chalav Sheish Bo Kares. You don't assume Essay Dol Chalos Essay when it comes to, right, Shabbos. if something is mutter on Shabbos, there must be a gzeiras hakosu. Bris milah is not mutter on Shabbos because of esed ochalos asay. Sreifas kodshim is not mutter on Shabbos. You can't invoke esed ochalos asay. You don't assume esed ochalos asay when you're dealing with love. Sheish bo kari sermisa. What about when it comes to yantif? Yantif, which is a lav, there's no kares, there is no skila. So why shouldn't one assume esed ochalos asay when it comes to yantif? For example, sreifas kodshim. No? After all, the Mishnah tells us the following. When you have shemen sreifa, you have truma tameya, where it's a mitzvah, beisht yisrofu, why can you not be soreif? Right? That's shemen on yantif because of esed ochalos asay. The sugyan beitz and the ches. Let's assume, for example, a person did shchit on yantif meleches sofa nefesh, and all of a sudden he realizes he can't do kisui hadam. He doesn't have anything to be mechasa the dam. No problem. Let me go ahead and do malacha, dig, in order to go ahead and to chop up the clods of earth in order to be mechasa the dam. Why is it that we don't invoke the principle of esei no chalos asei? So that's where the Gemara writes the following chiddush: esei no chalos asei. Yantif is not just a los asei. You're right, there's no kares, there's no skila, but there's also an esei. And therefore, yantif, ein esei dochalos asei vesei. That's a sugi Shabbos, Chavdal Mabez, the sugi Beitz and Avchesim Mabez, ein esei dochalos asei vesei. So you can't even envision that techi when it comes to yantif. Ein esei dochalos asei vesei. So Tosas Kedushin, Dafla Medala Medalef, raises the following stunning, stunning kasha. Tosas says as follows. Women obviously have to refrain from malacha on Shabbos, have to refrain from malacha on yantif. Malacha is a lav. And women are obligated in lavim, but what about the essay? What about the essay? The essay of Shabbason, Tishbos, Shmartem es Shabbos, the essay, right, of malacha. Isn't that a mitzvah to say? Shahazman grama? That's what Tosus writes. And Tosus assumes a very great kiddush, that even though women obviously have to refrain from malacha because of the love of malacha and Shabbos and Yantif, women are exempt from the essay de Shabbason because that is a mitzvah to say Shahaz Mangram. That's Tosus's assumption. And therefore Tosus goes the next step and raises the following kasha, that whenever the Gemara suggests an ein essay de chalos asay v'essay and Yantif, what do you mean? No? If a woman will engage in that practice, women are exempt from the essay, they're only obligated in the lav, one should now rely on essay de chalos asay. So what is the problem with being soreif, shemin sreifa, truma shenitma? What's the problem? If a woman will go ahead and do so, esei do chalos asei. You have your problem with kisui hadam. So if a woman will go ahead and access the afar, esei do chalos asei. And yet we know that's not true. The Gemara says this cannot be done because ein esei do chalos asei vesei. That is Tosus' discussion. Good? Tosus writes the following terms. Tosu says that it's true. Women are obligated to the law of malacha. They're exempt from the essay. But Tosu writes the following chiddush. But still, halav oli. The fact that the law is supported by the essay, that strengthens the law. Just as ein essay docholos essay shesh bokares, ein essay docholos essay vesay, even in a case where you individually are exempt from the essay. In other words, if one were to ask you, why is it that ein essay docholos essay vesay, it's because the lav is sufficiently strong that it's not nitan lidachos. The essay hits it, it bounces off of that lav, it doesn't have the koach to be docha that lav, because this is not a typical lav, this is a lav and an essay, and halav olim. Rabbi Kveger and Gilyan Ashas, and that Tosus, Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Geveger tells you to look in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph, a very small Tosus, where Pashab Shat Rabbi Geveger's Ha'ar is that's against the Tosus and Chulin. Because Tosus and Chulin writes a very great Chiddush. You know what that Chiddush is called? Yeah. Subtraction. Subtraction. Tosus writes the following Chiddush. No? Whenever you have a case of Ein Esi Docholos Asei Vesei, what is the Onish? What is the Onish? So Tosus writes a very great Chiddush. That whenever you have in Shas, Ein Esei Docholos Asei Vesei, there's no Malkus. Why is there no Malkus? Because what do you mean? The essay cancels the Lav, and you're just left with an essay. You know why you cannot be Mechased Dam Al Yedei Malach An Yantiv? because despite the fact that the essay knocks out the lav, but you have to carry over the balance of the essay. So you can't do it. And if you do so, you're mevatel an essay. So Tosus writes, for a bittel essay, there's no malchus. So Tosus writes that chiddush. Whenever you have the principle of any essay docholosa say v'essay, there's no malchus. Because the lav is, in fact, subject to dechiyah. You just can't do it because you still have to contend with the essay. Boshev Shad Rabbi Kveger's Ha'ara, because that's against the Tosus and Kedushin. Because Tosus and Kedushin writes that the purpose of the essay is to bolster, to strengthen the lav, that the lav is being kolomed. And therefore one would violate the lav in that particular case. Because today is in Tosus, an important Chiddush, whether there's Malkas Darai Sebamakom, Ein Essay Dochalos Essay, the essay. Good? But Tosus' assumption is the following Chiddush, a great Chiddush, that women have to refrain from Malacha on Shabbos Nyantiv only because of the lav Shabbat. The essay is a mitzvah to say Shahazman Gram. You know who disagrees? The Ran. If you look in the Ran, and that's Sukkot Kedushin, it's found off Yadal Mabez and Dabbe Harif, the Ran disagrees and maintains that's not true. The lav and the essay are inseparable. If you have an essay independently, an independent essay, fine. That's a mitzvah seh shazman grama, and women are exempt. But when you have something which is usur betoras lav ve'essay, you cannot split off the essay from the lav, and therefore, that's the second chiddush of the Ran. Chiddush number one of the Ran, the lav and the essay are inseparable. Good. But you know what? So now I'm faced with a conflict, so to speak. No? The lav, women should be obligated in. The essay, I should have argued, is a zman grama. But the lav and essay are inseparable. So therefore, what is the koveya? So the Ran writes, the isser is nikfa al yedei halav. So therefore, the starting point is the lav. And whoever is obligated in lav necessarily is obligated in the essay. You can't separate a lav from the essay. And therefore, women are obviously obligated in the lav of malacha. They're obligated in the essay as well. They're obligated in the essay as well. That's the chiddush of the Tosus. Then one cannot split, right? The chiddush of the Ran against Tosus, that lav and essay inseparable. Whatever is true of the lav is also true of the essay. I'll tell you an interesting diuk, where I would suggest there's a Tosus that supports right, this Ran. The Tosus and Kedushin flourish against it. But I'll suggest that there is a Tosus that agrees with this Ran. The Rai is not so obvious, right? But it's a Tosus and Shabbos Daf Samach Tes. There's an essay of Malacha. That's clear in the Gemara. There's a lav and an essay. What is the essay? What exactly is the essay? Now, there could be various possibilities. Now the Torah says Shabboson, Tishbos. No. Tosus writes another possibility. Tosus and Shabbos Samach Tes quotes the pasuk in Shmos Lamed Aleph of Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh ilochem. Ushmartem es haShabbos. That's the essay. So someone asks you, what's the essay of Malacha and Shabbos? So you'll tell him Tosus and Shabbos Samach Tes Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh ilochem. Ushmartem es haShabbos. So I'll tell you that Tosus is like the Ran. What in the world does that have to do with the Ran? So the Raya is as follows. Ushmartim. What is Ushmartim? Is that a lav or is Shmartim an essay? So Tosa says that's the essay. You know why that's a chiddush? Because one could have argued that Ushmartim is not an essay. Because don't we normally assume that lo hishomer pen al alavim? In order to get Malkas Darais, the Torah has to say no. How does the Torah say no? Either one of those four terms. Lo, Hishamer, Pen, and Al, that's Lashon Hosasei, Malkas Daraisa. Hishamer is a lav. Good. What about Ushmartim? What about Shamar? Is that a lav or is that an essay? Well, you see, according to Tosus, it's an essay. Tosus, that's the essay of Shabbos. Ushmartim is a Shabbos. What does this have to do with Aran and Tosus? The following. Gemara, you're all familiar with. No, the Sugin Brachos Tavcha. Women are obligated in Kiddush. Good? Women are obligated in Kiddush. How do you know that that's true? Even though one would have said that Zachar Shem HaShabbos Lakacho is a Zman Grama, Zachar V'Shomer B'Dibur Echad Nemer. Women are obligated in Shamar, women are obligated in Zachar. Good, that you all know, right? They have a constant weekly reminder, no? Zachar v'shem derechot nemru, women are obligated, right, in both aspects. So ask you a simple question. How do you know women are obligated in Shamar? The whole drasha, kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zachira. Women are obligated in Shamar, they're obligated in Zachar. How do you know women are obligated in Shamar? How do you know? You know what the Ramban writes? You look in the Ramban, Shmos Chaf and Aser Sadibros, you know what the Ramban writes? You know how we know women are obligated in Shamar? Because Shamar is a lo sasei. Because lo hi Shamar penin al is a lo sasei. Women are obligated in love. So very good. Women are obligated in Shamar. Shamar b'zachar b'dibur necham emru. Women are obligated in Zachar. Women are obligated in Kiddush Hayom. But Tosfos writes, Ushmartem Esa Shabbos is the essay, an essay of Shabbos. So is there a difference between Ushmartem and Shamar? Right, Ushmartem is an essay and Shamar is a lav. That I think is very difficult, no? Whatever is true of Ushmartem is going to be true of Shamar as well. In other words, Shamar is an essay. Shamar is an essay. If Shamar is an essay, what do you mean? Zachar v'shamar b'dibur echad nemro. Kosheishna v'shmeishna v'zachira. How do you know that women are obligated in Shamar? What's the starting point? Women are obligated in Shamar, therefore they're obligated. How do you know women are obligated in Shamar? If it's a lav, good. But if it's an essay, maybe that's a mitzvah seisha zman grama, just like Zachar is a mitzvah seisha zman grama. You know what the answer is? Because Shamar is malacha. That's the essay of malacha. So, that's why I think that raya, as Tosfos assumes like the Ran, the essay of malacha. Of course women are obligated in the essay of malacha. Why is that true? Because malacha is not just an essay. Malacha is a lav. And the lav and the essay are inseparable. Whoever is obligated in the lav is also obligated in the essay. And that's how Tosfos knows that women are obligated in Shamar. And that's the drasha of Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmir, Yeshno B'Zachira. According to the Ramban, Shamar is a lav. According to Tosfos, it's an essay. So how do you mean women are obligated in such an essay? The answer is, they're obligated in the essay of Malacha, like the Ran against Tosfos. Right? The Tosfos in Kedusha Naflam Adal is against this little Tosfos in Shabbos, Nafsam Abdes, where Tosfos writes that the essay of Malacha is Ushmartem Esa Shabbos. Now, these are 2 days that in Tosfos, the machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran. So the Ran has 2 Kedushim. Now, number one is the Lav Nesir are inseparable. Kedush number one. In Kedush number two, in which direction? The Koveya is the Lav. Whoever is obligated in love is obligated in the essay, and therefore women are obviously obligated in love of malacha, they're obligated in the essay as well. Good? So the following ha'ar. The Ramban, on that very daf, in condition of Lamed Daled, is bothered by a different kasha, but the lumda sounds quite similar. That Sugin Kedushin tells us women are exempt from mitzvah sasei she'azman grama. Let's assume, for example, it's a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama. Women are obligated. And what are examples of mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama that women are obligated? So 3 of the examples the Gemara gives us. Shiluach hakan, Hashavas aveda, Asiyas mata legagecha. Those are the examples the Gemara gives of a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama. Shiluach hakan, hashavas aveda, the essay of man. Women are obligated, no? A woman will ask you, are you obligated in shiluach hakan? And says, of course. Hashavas aveda? Of course. So the Ramban writes the following kasha. That's obvious. That's obvious. Of course women are obligated in shiluach hakan, and Hashavas Aveda, and the need to make a Maktav Agiyah. Of course that's true. You know why that's true? Because all 3 of those examples are also alive. They're also alive. So of course women are obligated. Women are obligated in all Lavim with few exceptions. Hashavas Aveda, there's Nisr Lava, L'suchul Yisalim. And there's a lav of simas damim when it comes to makeh. And there's a lav of shiluach hakam. So all 3 of those cases have a lav. So of course women are obligated. How can the Gemara cite that as an example of women being obligated generally in a mitzvah to say, she'ein hazman grama? They're obligated in all of those cases because of the lav. pretty stark akasha, the Ramban writes. No? You know what the Ramban answers? The Ramban says, no, wait a second. The only reason they're obligated in the love is because they're obligated in the essay. What's the starting point? The starting point is the essay. Since they're obligated in the essay, therefore they're obligated in the love. If they'd be exempt from the essay, they'd be exempt from the love. So that's how the Gemara knows that they're obligated in mitzvah say, Shein Hazman Grama. Because when you have a lav and an essay, the lav and essay are inseparable. And when you have to determine how to be koveya this mitzvah, is the essay a function of the lav or is lav a function of the essay? What's the starting point? The starting point is the essay. So women obviously must be obligated in these mitzvahs to say, otherwise they'd be exempt from lav. So it sounds like the opposite of the Ran, no? It's similar to the Ran against Tosfos. Tosfos says you have a right to split off the lav and the essay. Both the Ran and the Ramban argue, no, not true. The lav and the essay are inseparable. But if I were to ask you, which is the determining factor? Is the essay the koveya or is the lav the koveya? They seem to be saying opposite things. The Ran writes it's the lav, and the Ramban writes that the mitzvah is nigreris afar ha'essay. Now these two deos, I would suggest as follows. This is not the machlokes. These are not two deos. The Ran and the Ramban are in full agreement. Full agreement. And the question is as follows, and that is that, look, sometimes the lav is the koveya, sometimes the essay is the koveya. How do you determine which is which? And the answer I would suggest is exactly this point. What is the Torah's demand? What is the nature of this mitzvah? If the nature of the mitzvah is shev al taseh, don't, refrain, isn't it obvious that when it comes to the shev al taseh, there the lav is the ikar? Isn't that clear? If I were to ask you on Shabbos, what is the ikar, the lav or the essay? The lav, right, is the chi of kares. The lav is the chi of skila. It's obvious that the lav is considered to be the ikar. The lav is only a function of the mitzvah essay. Whenever the Torah tells you not to do something, the lav is considered to be the ikar. And that's exactly the Ramban. When it comes to malacha, good, there's a lav in an essay. But malacha, the shev al taseh, there, clearly the koveh is considered to be the lav. When it comes to an essay, where the Torah demands a kiyum essay bekum v'essay, there, what would you say? What would you say? There, I would argue the Ramban is, of course, 100% correct. No, the Ramban is so mistaken. When it comes to Hashavas Aveda, if I were to ask you what is the starting point, we start with an Isser of those Sukkah Lisalim, and as a function of the Israel of Sukkah Lisalim, there's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. No, you would tell me, of course not. The starting point is there's a mitzvah Hashavah. And in order to ensure that one fulfills the mitzvah Hashavah, the Torah says, don't pretend that you didn't notice the chayfas lo sukh lisalein. There clearly the lav is meant in order to support the essay. In those cases, then the Ramban writes the koveh is the essay. If a woman would be exempt from the mitzvah essay of Hashava Saveda, she would not be obligated in the lav of lo sukh lisalein. And that's the raya of the Gemara, that women are obligated in mitzvah essay, shein hazman grama. It all depends on whether this is an isser, b'shev al taser, or whether this is a kiyum, b'kum v'essay. If it's a kiyum, b'kum v'essay, the essay shabbat is the koveya. If it's an isser, b'shev al taser, then that is true of the los essay as well. This, b'chora, one could argue, is true when it comes to tzedakah as well. Tzedakah is a lav, tzedakah is an essay. There's a mitzvah to say a pasach tiftach nasan titein. And there's a lav, lo sa'amets, lo sikpots. So let's assume, as the Ran, right, as the view of the Ramban, that one would argue the lav and the essay are hobo atalya. But if I were to ask you, what is the koveya? What is the koveya? Isn't this a case where the Torah demands a kum v'essay, a kium essay? There the essay is the koveya. The lav is only a function of the mitzvah essay. The starting point is the essay, just as it is when it comes, for example, to Hashava Saveda. That's true when it comes to Tzedakah. This, I thought, would answer the kasha the Nesivas raises. You know the sugi in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Vav, Shomer Aveda. Shomer Aveda. right? Shomer Sachar. Why exactly is this individual a Shomer Sachar? Right, the Gemara has two possibilities. Good, two possibilities. Each one a great Kiddush. Now, one possibility is the following, right? And that is that, look, the Gemara says that Shavdei Rachmana Balkarcha, the fact that you have to give, take this Aved and return it to its rightful owner, that's not a Midas Chasidus, that's not a Hiskaivus, right? That's a Shibud that the Torah imposes. If the Torah imposes a Shibud, it's the highest level of Shmira, and that is a Shmira Ula, that is a Shmira of Shomer Sachar. And then, as you know, the Gemara has another possibility, a great Kiddush, what the Gemara terms, Pruta de Rav Yosef, no? You know why a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar? Because there is some, albeit indirect, but there is some monetary gain through his Hashavas Aveda. And what is that monetary gain? Osek b'mitzvah, b'ter mena mitzvah. Legitimately, when he is Osek b'Hashavas Aveda, he can claim the exemption of Osek b'mitzvah, b'ter mitzvah, and sometimes he will gain monetarily. For example, as he is being Meshev Aveda, he has an opportunity of giving tzedakah, maybe even approached by an ani hamavakesh. He legitimately can say, Osek b'mitzvah potam mitzvah. No, and in such a case, he is exempt. That already is considered to be a form of tashlum. It's a chiddush now. That already is sufficient to label it as a shomer sachar. It's a chiddush on many levels. The schar that he's receiving is not necessarily commensurate with his shmira. How much schar is he receiving? Pruta Rav Yosef. Right, that's worth the hours invested in Hashavas Aveda, but nonetheless, prut is considered to be sufficient. And certainly, this is not coming from the Baal HaChefetz. It's not like a typical case of Shmira. The fact that he is gaining is simply from the Din D'Arayis of Osek Mitzvah Potam and Mitzvah, but nonetheless, that that's true. Now, so prut to Rav Yosef in such a case, that's enough to label him as Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar. It's an interesting ha'ara of Mishnah Melech. It's parenthetical, but it's important always to be aware of, because many people don't realize this. Now, if I were to ask you, what is the difference in Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar, the first thing that would come to mind is Geneva Vaveda. No? That a Shomer Sachar is Potter, a Shomer Sachar is Fad, a Shomer Chinam is Potter, right? That's true. But you know what? That's not the essential difference between Shomer Sinam. That's a symptom, right? That's a totzah. You know what the real difference between a Shomer Sachar and a Shomer Chinam is? The degree of Shmira. A Shomer Chinam only has to exercise a Shmira Kusa. A Shomer Sachar has to exhibit the Shmira Hamu'ula. What is an onus for a Shomer Chinam is Pshia for a Shomer Sachar. That's an important thing. That's just kind of the ABCs, but it's not always realized, no? That there's a heightened level of Shmira. Let's assume, for example, I ask you to watch my animals. And the animals graze from here to there. And I have to get the animals across the street. Good? So I let the animals run across the street, and you know what? One of the animals fell off the bridge. Am I chayiv for that? So you know what the Gemara writes? It depends. Was I Shomer Chinam, or was I Shomer Sachar? If I'm a Shomer Chinam, I'm Potter. Because I had every right to let the animals just run across the street, right? But if I'm a Shomer Sachar, that's called Pshia. You know why? Because if I'm a Shomer Sachar, my Chiyuv Shmira is to walk the animals one by one across the street. I can't just let the animals run, no? And if I let them run and an animal is killed, that's called Pshia. In other words, that what is an onus for Shomer Chinam is Pshia for a Shomer Sachar. That means that there's a higher level of Shmira, and a function of the higher level of Shmira is Gneva Baveda. That's pretty critical, no? It's always important to realize. You can learn these sugyas, right, for months sometimes and not realize that the central difference between a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar is the quality of Shmira. Shmira Ma'ula as opposed to Shmira Mechusa. And what is called an onus for one can be Pshia for another. The Mishnah, in fact, raises a suffix, as I mentioned this is parenthetically, and that is in a case of Prutad Rav Yosef. Is that Shomer required to engage in a Shmira Ma'ula? Maybe one could argue no. No? A Shmira Mechusa is sufficient. He doesn't have to engage in the Shmir Mula as if I am absolutely paid in full for my chiyuv of Shmira. Right? Even though I'm gaining indirectly a pruta, maybe that's only a chiyuv in a Geneva Vaveda, but it doesn't require a Shmira Mula. Interesting possibility. How does that relate to us? So this is the kasha the Nesivus raises, and the Nesivus leads us as a Tzarachim. Right, if you look at the Beis Yaakov, the Chibur, the Nesivus, and Ksuvus, it's found in the parallel sugi in Ksuvus and Avmem Tes. And Nesivus writes, how can the Gemara apply Osek B'mitzvah, Potam and Mitzvah, to the Mitzvah of Tzedakah? Osek B'mitzvah, Potam Mitzvah exempts a person from loving? From loving? What's the makar of Osek B'mitzvah? No, Kriyashma, no? Osek b'mitzvah is potter from a kiyum esei. But since, well, would Osek b'mitzvah allow a person to violate Yisurim? Certainly not. So that's the tzarachiyun of the Nesivus. How can the Gemara write, based on Osek b'mitzvah, that a person can exempt himself from the mitzvah tzedakah? That is pruta of Rabbi Yosei. That's not true. No, one could argue, according to the Ragged Shavar, a possible interesting chiddush, the Imre Bina actually writes this chiddush. He's exempt from tzedakah. Exempt from tzedakah. But if there's an ani hamavakesh, he's obligated to give him, because that's a law. There's no p'tur of osek mitzvah patur mitzvah. You know what Pashut Pshat one could argue? No, based on this possibility. It's true. Right? Tzedakah is a law. Tzedakah is an essay, but it's not an independent law. It's not an independent law. The law of tzedakah is a function of the mitzvah essay, just as the Ramban's cases of Hashava Saveda, where that's true. And the koveya is always the essay. Whoever is obligated in the essay is obligated in the law. If you're exempt from the essay, you're exempt from the law. This is not an independent mitzvah los essay. And therefore, enofinami. If a person is exempt from the essay of tzedakah, based on osek b'mitzvah potam and a mitzvah, of course he's exempt from the lav. Not that osek b'mitzvah exempts lav, but the nature of the lav of tzedakah is simply to reinforce the mitzvah's essay. And if one is exempt from the essay, they're exempt from the lav. It's not like the case of the Ran of Asiyah Samalacha, where you're dealing with an Isser B'Shev Altasa, where the opposite is true. Here in Essay, B'Kum V'Essay, in such an instance, then the love is a function of the Essay. I would suggest this also would resolve, right, a similar Kasha regarding Sukkah. This is a Ha'ar of the Pnei Yeshua. No? Again, it's not for us now, but Yeshiva B'Sukkah. A Kiyum Essay. Good? Is there an Isser Achila Chutz L'Sukkah? Is there an Isser Achila Chutz L'Sukkah? So let's assume yes. That aside from the mitzvah Zaseh of Achila B'Sukkah, there's an Isser Achila Chutz L'Sukkah. Now that is, you know, the Minchas Chinuch Shin Chafei, right, where one can envision three different tiers of Sukkah. One who is Koveya Suda B'Sukkah is Mekayim Mitzvah Zaseh. One who is not Koveya, kind of nothing gained, nothing lost. If a person is koveya sukkah, suda chutz l'sukkah, right, that's an isser. Right? There's an element of an isser which is involved in sukkah. So I would raise a similar question. If this really is true, what the Minchas Chinuch discusses at very great length, there's an isser, achila chutz l'sukkah. Yeah, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us in Sukkah Daf Pafei that osik b'mitzvah, potam mitzvah, exempt someone from sukkah? What exactly does that mean? He doesn't have to sit in sukkah, but he's not allowed to eat outside of the sukkah. He cannot be, that certainly is not true, no? Shluchei mitzvah p'turim nesukkah means that they're allowed to be koveya suda chutz l'sukkah, but aren't there ample makoros to demonstrate that there is leads to that possibility of an isser achila chutz l'sukkah? I'll tell the Teretz is exactly the same. Even if you'll grant the Hanukkah of Minchas Chinuch that there is a separate isser, it's not an independent isser. It's an Isser, which is a function of the mitzvah sasei of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. And obviously, whoever is obligated in the essay has to contend with the Isser associated with the mitzvah of Achila Chutz L'Sukkah. But if you're going to apply the principle of Osek B'Mitzvah to the mitzvah sasei, so therefore, of course, there's no independent Isser Achila Chutz L'Sukkah. And therefore, just as Osek B'mitzvah will exempt someone from the Lav Shema regarding Tzedakah, it's going to exempt a person from the Isser element of the mitzvah, so say, of Yeshiva B'Sukkah as well. So even if one grants that there is a Lav, one could argue again that the Lav is not meant to be an independent one. right? Which is based on the normal principles that govern a los essay, but rather the lav as a function of the essay. See, because this is what Tosus describes here in Baba Basra, Rav Chesimun Beis, kfir, that Rava was kofr of Nosan Bar Amin in order to go ahead and to give tzedakah. How is kfir possible? After all, Tosus cites as mentioned, that sugya, chulin kufyud, one is not kofr for a mitzvah sasei, where matan schara bitzido, and as such, there shouldn't be any possibility of kfir when it comes to the mitzvah tzedakah. How, in fact, can that be possible? So Tosus has a couple of terutzim. Terutz number one, Rabbi Natan, that Tosus quotes, is that kfiya here does not mean physical force. It doesn't literally mean kfiya al hamitzvos. It means kfiya bidvarim. In other words, that Rava pressure, right, Rav Nosson Bar Ami, to give this amount of tzedakah, but not in the classic sense of kfiya al hamitzvos. One does not do so because tzedakah is considered to be a mitzvah saseh, shematon schora bitzidah. If you look, for example, at Shuvas Maharik, Maharik is found in Shoresh Kuf Mem Ches, where Maharik writes that Matan Schara Betzida is something which is very specific. When it comes to tzedakah, yeah, it's true, the Torah tells us a very broad bracha, no? Ki Biglal Hadavar Hazeh Yevarechecha Hashem Elokecha. Right? The Maharik writes, that's not called Matan Schara Betzida. Matan Schar Betzida requires something much more specific. What are examples of Matan Schar Betzida? Shiluach HaKein, Kibud Aveim. There the Torah says, Arichas Yomim. It's a very specific bracha of Arichas Yomim. That is called Matan Schar Betzida. The fact that the Torah says, if you leave a kindness mitzvah, Yevarechecha Hashem Elokecha, Tosefes bracha in broad strokes is not called Matan Schar Betzida. That's a Tshuva Smarik, that's against our Tosus. Our Tosus that assumes clearly it is. So the Marik's answer, the Beatam's answer, and then you have the Chiddush of the Ri. The Ri writes that, look, tzedakah is alive and an essay. And the kfir regarding tzedakah is not a function of the law, not a function of the essay, but rather is a function of the law. In other words, you're right, the mitzvah essay of tzedakah is matan schara betzida. And you would not be kofa for the mitzvah essay. The kfir is because of the lav shabbat. Interesting chiddush. Now, as far as the essay is concerned, we would not be kofet. But the kfi is a function of the lav. Interesting chiddush that one is splitting off those particular cases. Now, let's assume according to Tzafnas Paneach, that would be an interesting chiddush, that one could only be kofet, right? If a person refuses to give tzedakah in abstract, there would be no kfi whatsoever. Only if there's an ani, a mevakish, and a person says no, that's when you force a person to go and give tzedakah. That's the lav. And one could further question, according to this chiddush, that the lav in the esir haba hatalia, and the purpose of the lav is simply to support the essay. So one thing I think is clear. If you're exempt from the essay because osik mitzvah, you're exempt from the lav. But here's something more nuanced. If you're bichlal ha-essay, but the essay is matan schar betzida, doesn't offer kfiya, would we allow for kfiya machmas halos essay? That what's driving the kfiya is the los essay and not the essay? Or maybe one could argue, even as far as kfiya is concerned, the lab is a function of the essay as well, and therefore if you cannot be kofa in the essay, you would not be kofa. Write down the lab, write the possibility, but that's the chiddush that Tosus writes. You have kfiya machmas halos essay. One could even suggest the following chiddush, that whether the kfi is matmas halav or the essay is not just a technical issue. If you look in the Shir Rabbeinu Shmuel, Shmozovsky writes, it's a different type of kfi entirely. Kfi on the mitzvah sasei is kofen al hamitzvos. Kofen al hamitzvos. When it comes to lo sasei, maybe that's not called kfi al hamitzvos. Maybe that's something which is entirely different. And that's a broader halacha of lafushi misura. Lafushi misura. Let's assume, for example, I see a fellow Jew that's about to eat nevela, right? So I would do everything possible in order to stop him from doing so, to violating halal. Is that, technically speaking, kfiya hamitzvos? Not necessarily. Kfiya mitzvos may only apply to bezdin and only a certain caliber of bezdin. Lafushe in Misura is a much broader halacha. Rav Shmuel Zossi suggests the following chiddush, that kfiya b'toras, the mitzvah saseh, is the technical hagdar of kfiya hamitzvos. kfiya an velo sase sheba, maybe that's just a broader issue of lafushim isura. If tzedakah would not have that element of the lav, it wouldn't be called lafushim isura. The fact that there is a lav as well, that means now it's within the much broader gedin of lafushim isura, that perhaps does not require a bezdin necessarily capable of kfiya al hamitzvos. If you look in Ritva, this Ritva is not found here in Baba Basra. This is found in Kedushin of Ayin Vav. The Ritva writes the following Kiddush. Kfiyah when it comes to tzedakah? There's a posuk that says there's kfiyah when it comes to tzedakah. You know, if you're using the general Klali Horah, we don't have kfiyah on a mitzvah to say Shemat and Schara B'tzido. The reason I'm kofa in tzedakah is not because it's a mitzvah to say, but rather because of a gzera sakosu. The Torah tells us, motzas vasecha tishmar ve'asisa. Ve'asisa. What does vasisa mean? Motzas vasecha tishmar. What does vasisa mean? Vasisa kashna dart lashem lokecha. The Gemara Shashem Dafei has the drasha, vasisa means that there's a mitzvah ha-bezdin shi'asucha. Motzas vasecha tishmar, vasisa means to enforce. To enforce. A person is obligated to abide by his commitment, and Bezdin is obligated to enforce that. There's a separate pasuk that tells us the chiyuv, incumbent upon Bezdin to go ahead and to enforce chiyuv tzedakah. Not part of kfi and mitzvahs b'chol haTorah kula. That's the chiddush of the Ritva. And then the Ritva writes, v'taima d'milsa, why is this true? Why is there special kfiyah when it comes to tzedakah? And here the Ritva writes a chiddush. This you also find in the Radvaz, in the Kesa Mishnah, in the Tzos. Right? If you look in the Radvaz, it's found here in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud. And if you look in Kesa Mishnah, this is found at the very end of Hilchos Nachos, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. And if you look in Tzos and Siman Reish Tzadi, the Tzos discusses this at length. Kfiya can be in various different possibilities. Sometimes kfiya al hamitzvos. Sometimes kfiya al hamitzvos. Sometimes kfiya can take a very different form. This is not kfiya al hamitzvos at all. But this is kfiya b'toras shibudim, vias ha-shibudim. Let's assume, for example, that a lova owes a malvin. So in such a case, we will go to Bezdin, right? And Bezdin will insist on priyas achol. What is the authority of Bezdin to enforce priyas achol? Is that because priyas bal chov mitzvah? That's the statement of Rabbapa. The Nesivos points out in Lamedes that we assume much more than that. We don't just simply assume priyas bal chov is a mitzvah. We assume that priyas bal chov is a shibud. It's a shibud hagov. A shibud hagov. And even if you're dealing with Yisomim Ktanim, the fact that a Ketan is Lav Bar Hochi, Lav B'nei Mitzvos Ninhu, is not a reason that we cannot go ahead and exact payment. Maybe there's another reason. Sorry, I have to say, as we had this Zman. No? Maybe the father satisfied the debt before his Dira. We don't view Priyas Achov simply as a mitzvah. We view that as a Shibud, as a Shibud Hagof. In other words, the kfiyas bezdin b'toras vias hashibudim. There's a shibud of dinim aminos. When the malva takes lova to bezdin, his claim is not that you should be frum, and therefore you should put on tefillin. You should be frum, you should pay back the debt. Right? Aside from the frum kite, the tefillin issue. Now his claim is a choshen mishpat claim, not a yeridaya claim of issa v'heter. His claim is a choshen mishpat of vias hashibudim. I'll give you a fascinating example. Machlok is the Mordechai in the Ireim regarding Shemitah's Ksav. The Gemara writes in Gittin of Lamed Zayin, unusual. The Pasuk says, V'zeh Devar HaShemitah, Devar HaShemitah. Many places in Shas. Now, Chazal or Doresh, the word Devar as Miloshon Dibur. Dibur. V'zeh Devar HaRotzeach. Right, Devar Rotzeach means that if a person is a Rotzeach b'shogeg, he's sent to Golos, right, he has to make known the fact that he was a Rotzeach b'shogeg, right? Devar milashan dibur. What is v'zeh devar hashmita? It doesn't mean this is the theme of Shemitah. V'zeh devar hashmita means the following, that the Shvius year comes to an end. The Loveh should offer a payment to the Malveh. And the Malveh should state, Mishamet Aniba. Mishamet Aniba. Why should the Malveh state Mishamet Aniba? That's the drush of the Gemara. Gitnaf Lamed Zayin. Zed Devar HaShmitim Lashon Dibur. Why in the world is that necessary? So this is an incredible machlokas. Right? The Mordechai in the Yireim. The Mordechai writes in that Sukkah, Gitnaf Lamed Zayin, the following Chiddush. We have different models of Kedusha. Sometimes you have Kedusha which is Kviya V'kaima. It doesn't require that I have to be Makadish, right? Makdish Echefetz. And sometimes, right, Kedusha is a function of HaKadosha. No? What made this into a Karban? The fact that the Balaam were Makdish, this Karban. Sometimes HaKadosha is necessary and sometimes it is not. And the Mordechai writes, if you look in the Sikhin Adar Daf Yud Gimel, you come across an unusual hybrid, no? And that's Kedusha Sabachor. The Kedusha is Mirechem. Kedusha is Mirechem. But yet, Mitzvah LaHakdisha. These are not mutually exclusive positions. The fact that it had a Kedusha Mirechem does not necessarily mean that therefore, don't say anything at all. When the animal is born, you should say that this animal has invested in it a Kedusha Sabachor. So that's a fascinating comment. Even though the Kedusha is already present, but Mitzvah LaHakdisha. The Mordechai writes, that's true of Shemitah Kesafim. In other words, even though the conclusion of the Shviyas year cancels the Chov, and the Chov no longer exists, so I would have said it's not necessary for the Malveh to say anything at all. Nonetheless, just as Kedusha Sabachor, a mitzvah lahakdisha, there's a mitzvah, karkafta de gavra, that the Malveh should state, mishamet anibach. That's the Chiddush that the Mordechai writes. It's a fascinating model, right? Not for now, but there should be many other examples as well, where a person is called upon to reinforce the chalos which exists, me'aleho. The Yireim. Fascinating Chiddush, right? Seif Yireim Simen Reish Ayin Ches. That's not true. Shvius does not cancel loans. Shvius does not cancel loans. Pretty unbelievable. No? The conclusion of the Shemitah year, the loan still exists. The Loveh is supposed to approach the Malveh and say, here, this is the money that I owe you. What exactly does Shvius do? It posits an Isser Negisa. The Pasuk says, no, he goes. The Malveh is not to be goven. But in principle, but the loan is still binding. The loan is not canceled. And since that's true, that in principle the loan exists, but there's an Isra of lo yigos, so that's why the Pasuk says, v'zeh devar shmita. We call upon the Malveh to cancel the loan. Because up until now, that's not true. That's interesting Chiddush, no? According to the Mordechai, in Dinei Choshen Mishpat, the loan is canceled. According to the Yireim, that's not true. In Dinei Choshen Mishpat, the loan certainly exists. But in Dine Yoredei, in Issa V'Hetter, there's an Isser Negisa. An Isser Negisa. That's an important Chiddush. That now, Menchasinach writes the following Chiddush. Shvius passes, and the Malveh pursues the Loveh. You know what he does? Tfisa. He seizes the Chefetz. Now, what Isser does this Malveh violate? The Menchasinach writes, he violates Nisser of Geza. Stealing? Right, the Loveh takes the Malveh to Bezdin. What's the claim? This guy stole from me. Because he was Govemos Lachar Shvius. That's Gzela. The Yireim writes, that's not true at all. What happens? All of a sudden, the Malveh seizes the Chov. I, the Loveh, run into Bezdin. Shvius passed. He went in my house and he took something for the Chov. You know what my claim is? My claim is, he violated the Isra of Negisa. he violated the law of lo yingos. And the reim is mafurish. And what is Bezin's response? Bezin's response is kfiyal hamitzvos. We're going to force this guy to observe the mitzvah Hashem. Lo yingos. And the reim writes, need a Bezin that's capable of kfiyal hamitzvos. This is not gezel. This is kfiyal hamitzvos. It's a fascinating machlokes. Right, the taina of the lov, is that a taina midini choshen mishpat, or is that a taina midini aradei eser v'hetin? The Bezdin force him to fulfill the mitzvah Hashem, and the mitzvah Hashem requires that he not seize that chayfis and he return it to me. Shmitas k'safim, that machlokas rishonim. The Ritva discusses this regarding ribis. Pashur pshat ribis k'tzutzah daraisa in choshen mishpat. There's a chol, but in Dina Yoredeya, there's an Isidarais of Gliya. Why is it that a person must go over Ribis Ktsut, so he has to return it? Is that because of Behishivesa Gzela Shogazel? Or no, in Choshen Mishpa terms, this was not Gezel, but again, in Dina Yoredeya, there's such an obligation. So there's certain cases, Ribis Ktsut Daraisa, one could realize there's an element of Isser Veheter, there's an element of Dina Mamanos, Shmitas Ksafim, right? Element of one, element of the other. That's the Chiddush that you find in this Ritva. Now, and that is when it comes to Tzedakah. Tzedakah is merely a mitzvah. Merely a mitzvah. Tzedakah is much, much more than that. It's a shibud. It's a shibud. The Ritva defines a shibud. The Ritva in Kedushin Yudgim Aveis is a kinyan lechatzayim. A kinyan lechatzayim. Right? That's more than I simply have some abstract lien. It means that the nichsei harlova are knuyin lamalva. It's not a kinyan gomor that the malva can do whatever he wants, but it's kinyan lamalva, gavi priyasachol. That's the concept of shibur. Sometimes you can have a shibur of dina mamanos, not just simply a mitzvah. You know, there's a Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, Tuf Reish Nun Vav. The Gemara in Kedushin, you all know, Chafetz. What happens? A person has a son, and he has to be poda his son, and he realizes he himself didn't have a pinyan haben, and all he has are five sloim. So what does he use his five sloim for? His mitzvah to be poda the son, or his skill to be poda himself? You know what the kasha the Mishnah Berurah raises? Bir Halacha, Tuf Reish Nun Vav. That's Bir Halacha is critically important to many chedushin of Mavazvez, Yosemi Chomesh, and so on, many different chedushin. But there the Bir Halacha writes, all the guy has is five slime. You know what I would tell him? All you have are five slime. Don't do Pidin HaBen at all. Are you obligated to give up your last cent for Pidin HaBen? I'm Mavazvez, Ayavazvez, Yosemi Chomesh. What is the Gemara saying? You have five slime. Do you use it for that's Mishpura's based on that Kash Mishpura writes incredible chidushim that many mitzvos are excluded from Hamavazvez Ayavazvez Yosem Echonish. You know what I'll tell you as another possibility? The Gon writes, you know, in your day, Shinhei, that Pidin HaBen is not just a mitzvah. Pidin HaBen is a chov. It's a chov. If it's Priyas HaChov. When it comes to Priyas HaChov, that's what the Gon writes, that the father doesn't have to do the pinyan. Just like Porei Adam Chovo Shel Chavero, someone else can give him a coin, five slime, in order to go ahead and to pay back that coin. That's the Gon's Chiddush. No, Porei Adam Chovo Shel Chavero. The Gon is very bothered by the Tshuvas HaRivash that writes, only the father can do so, none others. The Gon says, what do you mean? What about Porei Adam Chovo Shel Chavero? Right. You see two Chiddushim according to the Gon. No, number one is Pidin HaBen is Priya Sachov. That's Chiddush number one. And Chiddush number two is Priya Sachov Ayideh Acherim is called Priya Sachov. Because, you know, maybe I could have argued, there's a theme for another shir, that Priya Sachov is only Priya Sachov and it's Ayideh Alovin. Priya Sachov Ayideh Acherim, maybe that's not called Priya Sachov, maybe that's called Mechila. Maybe that's called Mechila. No? I owe you thousands of dollars, and someone else comes forward and says, here, take the thousands of dollars. Look, if you accept the thousands of dollars, isn't that with understanding that you're not going to now go after the love? Maybe if technically that's not called Priya Sachov, maybe that's called, right, the case of Mechila. I'll give you the following. Kriyas Hachov is even Bal Korcho Shel HaMalach. No? Kriyas Hachov is Bal Korcho Shel HaMalach. No? I borrowed money from you. I want to pay you back. You don't want to receive the money right now. Right? You're afraid you have terrible habits. You'll gamble the money away. You don't want the money. Right? It's not up to you. I, the Lova, can insist, right, that you accept the money. When it comes to Kriyas Hachov, even from Bal Korcho Shmei Peron. But that's only true if it's the Lovin, right? If someone else is paying back, the Malv has a right to say, I'm not interested in taking that money. We don't assume that Kriya Sachov can be Bal Korcho if it's from someone else other than. Maybe that tells you the following Chiddush, and that is, it's only called Kriya Sachov when it's Ayyidei HaLovin. Otherwise, it's simply Midini Mechila. You know why that would be very important? Now, Nafkamina Pirin HaBen. No, because Pirin HaBen, we assume as Tosos, is not Nitan LeMechila. The Kohen can't say Amocha, no? So if accepting someone else's mos is only called mechila, it's not called priyas achov, maybe that's why. That father has to do so. Someone else can give the father money for pidyon haben, but can you have it directly from the other to the Kohen? Maybe not. That's what Chumash HaRivash. So you see two chidushim, according to the Gaon, chidush number one is that pidyon haben is called priyas achov, chidush number two is priyas achov, ayyidei acherim is called priyas achov, as opposed to being called mechila. Well, if Priya Sachov is called Priya Sachov, even when Gabi Pidin Haben, you know what I will tell you? Is there a halacha of Mavazves, Ayavazves, Yoshimi Chomesh when it comes to Priya Sachov? Right? You borrow $1 million, right? And you turn to the Malv and you say, you know, I'm sorry, I haven't made my fifth million, and therefore, Hamavazves, Ayavazves, certainly not. When it comes to Gvia Shibudin, there's no halacha. Mavazves, Ayavazves, Yoshimi Chomesh. And therefore, that's exactly what the Gemara writes. If you have most of Pidyon HaBen that are Meshubin, LeKohen, then we don't assume as a Mishnah Berurah writes that don't give. No, you must give. Because we don't assume HaMavazves when it comes to a Shibud, in that sense. Priya Sachov is a Shibud. It is not just simply Priya Sachov Mitzvah. That's the Chiddush that the Ritva writes. That's the Chiddush that the Radvaz writes in Zayin Yud of Matnas Ani, and that's the finish that Kesa Mishnah writes in Yud Aleph of Fokos Nachlos. Tzedakah is a shibud. Shibud nechosh mishpah, not just simply a mitzvah. Is it a heter?
Piece of work. Right,
sometimes it would. There are limitations in terms of elements of tovasana and what right I have to give to the ani of my choice. But in principle, right, it's considered to be a shibud. And therefore, it's considered to be comparable to a case of Gvia Sachov. And the kfiya is not b'toras kfiya hamitzvos. The kfiya is b'toras Gvia Sashibudim. For kfiya b'toras Gvia Sashibudim, there is no exception of matan skar b'tzida. Right? Then, clearly, one is obligated to do so categorically. Right? Even in a case where it's matan skar b'tzida, here the kfiya is the Torah Shibudim. You don't need necessarily like the Urim's case of Shemitah Sekhsafim. You don't need a bezin that's kofal mitzvahs. You can have simple kfiya in terms of that. Right? That puts a very different understanding, right, to the mitzvah tzedakah. It's not really a mitzvah tzedakah, but rather a shibud agav hachov, right, of tzedakah as well. This is what Rabbi Yona writes, right, in his Pirush Tavos and Perek Gimel. Well, that after all, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, gives us everything that he does, realize all it is a pikadon. It's a pikadon, a shibudim. And therefore, when the Torah is telling us that you have an obligation to giving tzedakah, right, tein mi mishalom, in the sense you're just giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, that which is his, not out of the goodness of your heart that you are parting with that which is yours. Well, that's considered to be, right, the shibud hanok. These are various different elements of the mitzvah of tzedakah. Essay, the los essay, the possibility of kfiya, right, and the chiddush of the ritva that the kfiya is not b'toras mitzvahs, it's b'toras kfiyas hashibudim, and therefore certainly it is not limited to, right, the boundaries of mitzvah, yes, matan skar b'tzida, ein matan skar b'tzida, here b'toras kfiyas hashibudim, bezin has the right to be kofa on the mitzvah tzedakah.